Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by our new sponsor, beef farmer here in Antrim County, Mark and Brandy Kraft. Montana ancestry, black and red Angus, grass-fed, free-ranging beef right here in Antrim County. If you want to give them a call, get on their list for January. He has animals going down to Ebel's in Falmouth being processed. You can work with Ebel's directly to design your cut list the way they would butcher the animal, package it up for you. If it's just you and the wife or husband, you might want smaller size roast. You might want the steaks perhaps a little thinner. You don't need big, thick, 1 inch, 1 1/4 inch ribeyes, for example. You might want to get them cut down to 3/4, whatever. You can work with Ebel's directly. Put in your order. Get the animals butchered the way you want. Vacuum sealed, flash frozen, ready for delivery. They will be available in January. He's finishing up the animals, getting them ready to be delivered, the Ebel's. They will be basically processed, started, because they have to go through 2 to 3 weeks of hanging in the cooler to break down the enzymes, the proteins, getting them ready for butchering. So if you're interested, fantastic. Vicky and I have had a roast. We've had the steaks. Fantastic tasting beef right here grown in Antrim County right near Shanty Creek Resort. We absolutely love the beef and would love for you guys to taste it as well. Give them a call. Text me beef, and I'll send you their phone number. Now, one of the proposals that came out last Friday is the incoming speaker, Matt Hall. Well, former House Speaker Jace Bulger gave kudos to this proposal put up by Matt Hall and said it was something that should have been done more than a decade ago when they proposed to pass it. Bulger said he faced the same proposal when the price tags for fixing the roads was at $1.2 billion. Well, today the number has grown to $2.7 billion. He said Hall's plan, as well as former Governor Rick Snyder's plan that they put forward in 2015, would have repurposed funding into road repairs without raising taxes. My question is very simple. Why didn't the Republicans do it? They have the governor, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the trifecta. Why didn't they get it done? Well, the answer? Public schools. The education lobbying group. We're going to get into the details. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This plan has been in Lansing for almost 10 years. What are we talking about? Fix the roads, the funding of the roads. Former Speaker of the House Jace Bulger in MERS News Service says that tax eaters cry poverty every time this idea comes forward, when in reality shows that just in the last decade that there's been enough government waste. When I say, what I say is pork projects and corporate welfare alone has totaled more than $1.5 billion per year average for the last 10 years. $1.5 billion of pork projects and corporate welfare. For 10 years, folks, that's $15 billion. Bulger went on to say, spending for the road has been an unending thing. However, he feels that Hall's plan is something that can be done during this lame duck session. What are going to be the obstacles? So long as there's not a drive-by, Democrats attack against the plan and the people willing to vote for it, the kind of things that have been hurting our state for over 10 years. As long as that doesn't happen, this can be done. However, you have to look at the state's losing population. We can't continue to make it harder to provide jobs in a state that needs to fix our fundamental infrastructure. Two things that definitely need to be addressed: roads and public education. Bulger said there's a couple of big obstacles that would need to be overcome to get this across the finish line in this lame duck session. The first major obstacle, of course, is Governor Gretchen Whitmer, because she was standing in front of the funding passing when it was first brought up, when she was, in fact, the Senate's minority leader back in 2014. She wanted more funding for education. Again, the three things that are mandated in our state constitution that Lansing must fund: roads, schools, and prisons. Of course, Gretchen Whitmer, being a Democrat, always pushing for more money, more money, more money for education. Why? Because of the teachers' union. Because they give teachers' dues directly to the Democrats. They don't fund Republicans, they fund Democrats. Bulger went on to say, if we had been dedicating $1.2 billion a year since 2014, our roads would be in a lot better condition than they are today. That's where Speaker-elect Hall has stepped forward and said, all right, we are here now. Let's quit talking about it and let's do it, Bolger said. The second issue was the fact that some people wouldn't back the idea because the money wouldn't end up going to local and county roads. He said the state funding should do that. And that's why this entire funding process needs to be overhauled. In some ways, that has been some of what has jammed up the solutions in the past. So you end up with many being the enemy of the good, which isn't perfect. He said because the underlying formulas needed to be changed, some just don't want to touch it. Leave it the way it is. That's the problem. Bolger said we have to be flexible in the funding to make sure that all roads ended up being fixed. But until that time, Hall's solution is at least a step in the right direction. He said the issue shouldn't last past this lame duck. It is a solution that can be provided and fixed now. However, if they're not able to do it, it's going to come to a point between the Republicans and Whitmer during the fiscal 2026 budget negotiations. So long as there's not more harm done to chase more jobs and people from Michigan, so long as there's not more harm done to the taxpayers by shifting billions of dollars into the pockets of international corporations, the conversation could continue. Well, here's where the main opposition is coming from. House Education Committee Chair Matt Colazar, Democrat from Plymouth, is not convinced that Hall's $2.7 billion road funding plan wouldn't cut funding to the schools. You see, they got to protect the schools. The Democrats have got to protect public schools. Why? Because that's where they get their money for elections. With the upcoming midterm elections looming in 2026, they want to get back their majority in the House. They want to maintain their majority in the Senate. And they want to make sure they get a Democrat governor elected, even though history has shown we're due for a Republican governor. That's not what the Democrats want to do. So basically, you have the chair of the House Education Committee fighting this idea. Well, Monday at the press conference held with Matt Hall, incoming speaker, as well as State Representative Tom Kuntz, both insisted that this plan will be revenue neutral for public schools. However, the Democrat Colazar said without raising revenue for roads, meaning increased taxes, Hall's plan shifts money around in a way that ultimately ends up meaning less for school meals, school safety, and here we are, here you go, teacher salaries. This is what they're all about. If they can go to the MEA, the teachers union, to the public school teachers, and say, we saved money for you to be paid more to teach in Michigan, they'll get their donations starting in 2025, heading into 2026 midterm election. This is what they're all about. The Democrat Colazar, chair of the Education Committee, went on to say, Michiganders need safe and functioning roads. But blowing a massive hole in school funding to get there is not only irresponsible budgeting, but it's harmful to the millions of students, parents, and teachers who rely on our public school system, Kolesar said. Well, so far, current Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, has yet to give any firm opinion on the plan. With 3 weeks left in the lame duck session. So basically what they're saying, starting this coming Tuesday through Thursday the 5th of December, following week, 10th, 11th, and 12th, the third week being December 17th, 18th, and 19th. Well, it looks like that's going to be the last legislative day, Thursday, December 19th. Why? Because the following Tuesday is Christmas Eve. Wednesday is Christmas Day. Then you have New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1st, and Thursday, January 2nd. Well, they're not going to come back for one day, so it looks like January 7th will be the new start of the next legislative session. And again, this is not a new idea. This has been around since 2014, 2015, under Governor Rick Snyder, Jase Bulger, Speaker of the House. It was brought back up again by Tom Leonard and then Lee Chatfield. The Republicans have been trying to do this for going on 10 years. And again, I still don't understand how they didn't get it accomplished when Governor Rick Snyder was governor. Control of the House, the Senate. I mean, we passed right to work, for God's sakes. That was done in December of 2012. You're telling me you couldn't get this fixed back then? You're telling me that public education, public teachers' unions, had that much influence over the Republicans? When they didn't even give money to them, to Republicans, they only give money to the Democrats? This doesn't even make sense. Was it maybe perhaps Governor Rick Snyder, who we all know was a closet Democrat back in the day? Was it something the governor said, I don't want brought up? Well, by them kicking the can down the road, folks, the price tag back then was $1.2 billion. Today it's $2.7 billion. This is something that is costing us more money because of their failure to get anything done. So let's see. Next week, we'll be following this because this ties into two things. Number one, whether the governor is going to show the incoming Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican, that she's willing to work with him, or are they going to hold firm to their trifecta and ride it out all the way through December the 19th? That's going to be the question. And if she does that, if she doesn't give him, Matt Hall,